Well, hello and welcome to another of our ACAM podcasts. I'm Richard Ilsley. I sit on the board of ACAM and I'm joined by my colleague Dominikas, whose surname I can't possibly pronounce, even though I've known him for years and years. So, Dominikas, tell us what is your surname and tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, my name is Dominikas Cibulskas. I'm Lithuanian, that's why it's not regular, let's say, pronunciation for British people or English speakers. Doesn't matter. I'm more than 20 years in key account management and really passionate about key account management. And that's why we most probably today will come into discussion why key account management, why not something else or vice versa. Yeah, Richard.
Right. So we've just been chatting about what exactly do we think key account management is, and should, when one of the strange things is when we travel around, we see so many different versions of what people are calling key account management, and we also see lots of different terminology. So we'll see people use the term strategic account management, even though frankly not all those customers are strategic. We'll see people use the term national account management, which is where I grew up. Regional accounts, house accounts, and so it goes on. And so we thought it'd be interesting just to consider, are all these things the same? Are they different? We're seeing things like customer success, customer partnerships in companies as well. Are they the same thing? And frankly, do we care? Dominikas, why don't you just start off and give us your thoughts, give us your views on what you're seeing?
Okay, so one of the roots, let's say, for this discussion was that I've got a comment from one of the customers saying that, you know, what is the difference between account management and key account management? For me, it's the same, it's synonyms. And that was a bell in my head saying, hey, come on, something's wrong. Meaning I didn't make myself clear. So why suddenly account management and key account management is the same? And I believe that phonetically they sound almost the same and people don't bother to read extra or to get deeper into the issue and get the understanding why account management, why key account management. And I tried to look for the biggest differences. So if you are looking into account management, usually it's smaller scale, less strategic, much more, much bigger number of the accounts per company.
Yeah.
And then we are jumping into key accounts. We are taking top 5, 6, 10 customers with extra need for support, extra need for resources. And this is the big difference in my head.
Okay, so I'm going to cut you off because I just want to make sure I understand. So you're drawing a difference between account management and key account management, and you see
those absolutely.
You see those as two clearly separate things, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I do. And then we go into partnerships. I would say that they have a lot of in common with key account management, but again, the partnerships, not every single time is strategic. Sometimes it's a kind of one-way friendship, so to say.
Right.
And then you treat them as a partner. But I think that in key account management, this is a very important feature that we are talking about mutual strategic interest. And in partnerships, we are, or at least companies are trying to push one way. And this, for me, is more like a sales function, not so much on managerial. But again, everyone has his own view, as you said, meaning we call partnership so many different things, like key account management, we use in so many different ways. So for me,
but basically you've got a hierarchy, right? You've got a hierarchy, and that hierarchy is key account account management, key account management, and then partner.
Ideally, yes.
Okay.
Ideally,
okay.
Yes. Because one of the goals why we introduce key account management in the companies, we seek for the partnership, and afterwards, meaning even joining businesses or whatever. And this is a way to reach it. However, I believe that there are many ways to reach it. Let's take customer success. They are aiming for the same two goals, grow relationship and grow value. Yeah, so you can say that why it's not key account management or why it's not account management. So we are doing the same things. And some might say that, okay, result is important, not the name. Don't you think so?
Well, I do, but I want to get back to your differentiation between an account management and key account management. So yep. You've got a thing called an account and you've got a thing called a key account.
Yeah.
Right? And then you've got a thing called a partner or partner account, something like that.
Whatever. Yeah.
Okay. So you've got these three levels. So what's the difference between an account and a key account?
Size.
Okay, size, right?
In the business.
Yeah.
Complexity.
Right.
Accounts. Again, if we take accounts which are mainly, by the way, used in media selling or advertising business. So you can find accounts worth like 10,000 euro a year or like 100,000 euro a year. Then key accounts, you are usually talking millions.
Okay, so you're basically on size of the business they're doing or size of the business they could do?
Both. I always say that it's much bigger chance to earn from your biggest customers than from the smallest ones, meaning the investment or the level of integration actually leads you to bigger chance to earn from the existing biggest customers. But at the same time, it's a lot about complexity, because if you are integral with your customers, then actually you're handling so many issues at the same time. So that's why you include teams, yeah? Account management, in most of the cases, is one soldier case.
Okay. So you're...
It's very practical.
Yeah, absolutely. And so your account is relatively simple,
yes.
Relatively modest in terms of business and business potential, compared to your key account, who's more complicated, has a much higher potential and or much higher current value.
Regarding account potential, I would use this parallel between soldier and a general. You know, every good soldier wants to be a general. So every good account wants to be a key account.
Yeah, but can every account become a key account?
And this is I thought that this is only for supplier to decide if it's key account or not.
Yeah.
But in reality, actually, you can't call someone key account if you are not strategic for them as well.
Then you're saying that the key account must be strategic to the supplier.
Yes. An account could be strategic, by the way, as well. But again, and there is a certain, and I don't know where is the border, when account turns into key account. Actually, I do know. It goes into key account, then someone makes a key account mapping and call it key account.
Yeah, exactly. Someone just decides. Yeah, exactly.
But it's a good thing that they decide on a mutual acceptance with a customer.
Okay, so you're saying the customer has to decide that it's a key account.
Yeah, they have to see a strategic importance as well. And I believe if both see, then a key account management works. If only one sees strategic importance, then key account management doesn't.
But that's an interesting idea, isn't it? Because if we say the customer has to agree, what does that mean in your mind, though? Because we'll be talking to a bunch of different people in the customer, ideally. So we're almost certainly talking to procurement, sourcing, and then ideally a host of other people within that customer to get a broad understanding of what they're trying to do at various levels, right? And some of those people are going to see us as very important, mm-hmm. and some of those people don't care, and, you know, all points in between.
If we were account manager in a company, most probably, I would put for myself kind of a table with watch out signs. So let's say if we work with account and have like 3 years in a row rapid growth,
right.
We have quite a number of stakeholders engaged. We are planning long in advance. We see that the weight of the account is growing in our business. And maybe some more signs, then actually I would start talking that, okay, look, I'm ready, I can see a potential in our business. I'm ready to dedicate extra resources. Would you agree that it, meaning you do the same and we go for the partnership in the long-term period?
And then... Yeah, so that sounds more like the partnership model.
Yeah.
Right? Both sides coming together, both sides putting resources on the table, working together, maybe joint work streams, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And I don't think that it works one way. Even if you would come to customer and say, look, from today you are a key account customer for me. And they say, right. No, it's very nice, but sorry, you are not interesting for us.
No, exactly. So when we talk about a strategic customer, because lots of companies tell me they've got strategic customers.
Yeah.
And I meet lots of account managers, often in the US, who have this title of strategic account manager. What is strategic for you?
I was kind of digging on that specifically. Yeah. I read a big book called Strategy, and actually the
conclusion... Oh, yes, I've got it on my shelf here.
The conclusion of the book is that there is no proper definition of what is strategic.
Right.
So it's, I think this is like, I love you, you know? It's very... Yeah. For everyone, it means different things.
Yeah, completely. I think that's exactly it. And for most people, they don't know what it means. Because it's just one of these words that feels really good, doesn't it? If you add strategy or strategic on in front of any word, it just sounds so much more important. Strategic planning meeting.
I would say it's describing for me what is strategic good. It was saying like, okay, you rather see a... reason of the sickness, not the sickness symptoms, and yeah. You rather see a forest, not a separate trees. This is what is strategic. And in tactics, you rather see symptoms, and separate trees. So for me, it's kind of this viewpoint gives a little bit kind of understanding. But okay, you see a big picture, you see far, you see reason and result connection. So this is strategic. When you put it together, and a lot of people and companies are not able simply to see the forest having a lot of trees, and they call strategic bigotry than the others.
I think when I talk to people and I say, you know, what is a strategic customer? It turns out that's a bigger customer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's what I'd call a key account.
Yeah. And what you want, you want it to be a tree which will grow another 100 years instead of the one which you will cut to the fire, you know, afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. I think if I've got a customer that I deem to be strategically important, that first of all, there can't be very many of those by definition. There really can't. And that's a customer... That is absolutely essential for me as a business to achieve my corporate objectives and corporate strategy. That's why they're strategic, right?
Yeah.
And therefore, that's a customer that the board is very interested in, should be thinking about on at least a quarterly basis, should be engaged with at the most senior level, you know, all of those things. But that's not a definition that most people would accept.
Yeah, but Richard, even after the board decides that this customer is very important for us and they appoint a key account manager who used to be a very good salesman, they actually don't have clue what they want to do with the most strategic customer.
Right, which to me says they're not strategic.
Yeah, but you are very kind of hard on them. You know, I think that many companies, they think it's already an achievement that they identified the biggest and most strategic customers, which I agree is good thing for most of them. This understanding, it's not so evident actually. Nevertheless, we would think so. The other thing is they don't have clue what to do with them. And here comes key account management offering a whole set and already ready-made toolkit what you can do with your strategic accounts with your biggest customers. And this is actually, for me, it's very good entrance point for the key account management as a theory or as a subject, as a practical subject into company, saying that if you don't know what to do with your strategic customers, look into key account management.
All right, now I'm going to take this right back to the beginning now, because at the beginning you're saying, look, I think there are three levels of company. Yeah. We got this thing that you call an account, a thing that you call a key account, a thing you call a partner. And broadly, I agree with that. Whether I'm going to define them as accounts, key accounts, and strategic, I don't know. And I'll find lots of companies that will use different terminology. So I guess I'm less worried about the terminology, and I'm more interested in the results that we're getting. And I do think that's quite important, because I meet people who will argue vociferously that you have to use this terminology and you have to use these definitions and so on and so forth. And the problem is, life just doesn't work that way. Lots of terminology, lots of different definitions. They're perfectly satisfied with them. It works fine for them. So it seems to me that it should work fine for us.
Yeah, but Rich,
what do you think?
Not everyone is so experienced in this field. And actually, you being an old wolf here, a very experienced person, you can jungle and maneuver easily among the definitions and the subjects you have to handle. However, the funny thing is that when you come into the market with your own definition, it's a very big chance you might be misunderstood. If it's a key account manager, but you what actually do is a super sales rep, then you are building expectations which are completely not met afterwards.
I completely agree with you. Completely agree. And that's why I think question one is, irrespective of your title and so on, what actually are you responsible for?
Exactly.
That has to be the start point, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. And again, when you have certain responsibilities and competences, you have properly communicate them. Some of the people might say, okay, I'm a business developer. And that would be true, because business development have a lot of in common with key account management. Yeah. The other might say, I'm a sales manager, which is not so close, I would say, as business development. It's a little bit further. Some might say, I am a project manager, because we have key account project management or whatever. Meaning, for me, it's important that when you state something like that to your customer understands what he can expect. They won't read your job descriptions. They won't read your contract with your company. They clearly have to understand what's the value for them to talk to you, and are you the one who will help them to solve their problems?
Yeah. I completely agree. And that's what it comes down to, doesn't it? I don't really care what you want to call yourself. Are you going to add value to my business? Are you going to support me or not?
Yeah, but again, if you are doing a cold calling, or let's say if you're looking in a wider market, then the company coming with a structure with key account managers is clearly communicating that we are customer-centric. We take care about customers, we are looking into long-term corporations and so on. So the companies which are coming with a boosted sales structure, usually you expect them to be more like a sharper and short-term oriented companies. So there is a certain framework which you make with using certain definition. So that's why I think it is important.
You think it is, but I think as long as we all know what we're talking about, I don't really mind which words we use. And I think it's not practical to tell everyone to use the same terminology, because key account management generally, sales generally, these are not well defined ideas. People have their own view of what it could be, should be. And you'll go to different industries and you'll find completely different views of what's involved within different companies within those industries and so on. So I think that there's a big danger of using this terminology and assuming anyone is going to share your opinion.
As a conclusion, I would say that whatever is your name as a position name, It's still good to have understanding of key account management in order to enter it in Google and find some good literature or articles about partnership and long-term cooperation.
Don't get me started. The thing is, if you stick key account management to Google, you're going to get myriad training companies offering you a two-day training course, you know, which is just nonsense, right? So essentially what you've got there is people selling sales training, but now they've wrapped it up in this key account wrapper because it just sounds better again.
So nothing black and white.
No, this is the thing. I think it comes down to fundamentally what are we trying to achieve, which is much more important than what do we want to call it. But I like your idea at the beginning of you've got customers, you've got more much more important customers, and we can call those key accounts. And then you've got a very, very few companies who are genuinely strategic, your partner companies. And those are the folks that you're going to put a lot of energy and effort into. Why? Well, because there's huge opportunity to grow and or defend. And most importantly, they're prepared to contribute as well. So you're not just another competent supplier. You're genuinely a partner customer. You're seen as part of their strategy, in fact.
Yep.
But there can only be a very few of those companies, because the amount of energy and time and resource that you have to contribute is huge. And so unless you're going to get the return on that, and unless the other side's going to reciprocate in order that both sides get to be better off, it's just not going to happen. And I think a lot of companies make the mistake of calling customers partners, or, you know, using this lovely terminology. And it's no different than this is someone trying to sell stuff to. So I think one of the definitions of the strategic customer or the partner is we don't sell you stuff anymore. It's kind of understood that you'll be buying things from us. What we're interested in is how we work together to support your customers, the market, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, that is a good place to pause then.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking for more than 20 minutes.
And good discussion. Thank you.
No, thank you for being with me. So many thanks. We'll talk some more again very soon. And for those of you listening, thank you very much for being with us. There will be plenty more podcasts from ACAM coming up. There's also a lot of information on the website. That's A4CAM, letter A, figure 4, K-A-M. .org. Go to the website, you'll find video, you'll find written material, you'll find all manner of useful stuff. So thank you very much. Until next time, goodbye.